Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov didn't want to be a composer when he grew up. He wanted to join the Navy. Rimsky-Korsakov was born in 1844 in a town just east of St. Petersburg, Russia. There was a lot of music in the household. Rimsky-Korsakov's parents played the piano and sang, and he loved opera. But he had a much older brother, 22 years older, who was a Navy officer, so that's what Rimsky-Korsakov wanted to do, too. When he went to the Naval Academy, he studied music on the side and met up with a group of composers who were writing Russian classical music. By then, Rimsky-Korsakov had started working on a symphony and wanted to forget about the Navy. But his brother said, no way. So off he went on a 3-year tour of duty to exotic places like London, Brazil, and New York. While he was on board ship, Rimsky-Korsakov kept working on his symphony. When he finally got back home, his friend and fellow composer Mily Balakirev conducted it. People in the audience loved the symphony, but they were pretty surprised to see the composer wearing a Navy uniform. Rimsky-Korsakov and four of his composer friends started hanging out together so much that they became known as the Mighty Five, or Mighty Handful, as in five fingers. Rimsky-Korsakov quit the Navy and was invited to teach at the St. Petersburg Conservatory, which is now called the Rimsky-Korsakov Conservatory. When he was first asked to teach music, Rimsky-Korsakov realized that his own music education had been pretty terrible. So he studied very hard, very fast, always keeping just about one lesson ahead of his students. Rimsky-Korsakov turned out to be a very good teacher, starting at home. Not only did he teach himself how to compose and conduct, he also became an expert at orchestration, giving musical color to a piece by deciding which instruments should play what parts. Rimsky-Korsakov loved to tell stories with music. One of his best is about a person who was also an expert storyteller, Scheherazade, who kept herself from getting killed for 1,001 nights by telling a different story every night. As a kid, Rimsky-Korsakov loved opera, and as a grown-up, he still did. He wrote about a dozen and a half of them. One of his operas is based on music history, the story of composers Mozart and Salieri. Other Rimsky-Korsakov operas are based on Russian history, like The Tsar's Bride, about a woman Ivan the Terrible wants to marry. And then there are the operas Rimsky-Korsakov based on Russian fairy tales. Next week, I'll tell you the whole story of Tsar Saltan, but here's the most famous piece of music that Rimsky-Korsakov put into that opera. The Flight of the Bumblebee by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov comes from an opera called The Tale of Tsar Saltan. But that's not the whole name of the opera, which just might be the longest in all of operadom. Next time, the full name and the full story of Tsar Saltan. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.